Introduction and disclaimer. Emergencies, by their very nature, are disruptive and can be very stressful. What you, your family or friends have experienced is a unique and personal event. It's normal to have a range of feelings in reaction to an abnormal situation like this. With time and some simple steps, most people will cope well with the stress of the emergency. Some people may need additional help to get through. This booklet contains information about some of these reactions and suggests ways to cope after an emergency. Emergency Ready Plan is made possible by the generous support of First National Foundation. Original content compiled by Dr. Paul Vallant, Dr. Ellen Berra, Dr. Julie Jones, Ruth Wraith, and the Reverend John Hill. Updated by Ruth Wraith and John Richardson, June 2008. The Red Cross Emergency Ready Plan project provides people with general information to help them deal with the effects of an emergency. This information booklet is designed to help people deal with the effects of a major personal crisis, but necessarily contains only information of a general nature that may not be appropriate in all situations. Before taking any action, you should independently consider whether that action is appropriate in light of your own circumstances. What you might be feeling. You will most likely have a range of feelings after a major crisis. Expressing your emotions does not mean you are out of control, weak, or having a nervous breakdown. Remember, these feelings, even the most intense ones, will usually only last for limited periods. Some common feelings you might have: shock and disbelief. The event may seem unreal, like a film or a dream. Numbness. Your emotions may